early Saturday evening at Tokyo Kitty, one of the regulars belts out a tune while others lean against the counter. This neo-futuristic bar combines American and Japanese pop culture and is high-tech when it comes to delivering drinks. Owner Jacob Trevino points to the ceiling. There you can see a cable that a drink basket will roll along and then drop down to deliver the drinks to the customers. This so-called robot travels between karaoke rooms.
We kind of get people that are amazed by it, and then we also kind of get people that think it's not robotic enough. I think people imagine robots as R2-D2 or C-3PO actually moving around, but if you know anything about people that consume alcohol, they're not really reliable around those types of robots. So for us, it is a unique conveying system, but I think it is that technology that really makes it applicable to bartenders and bar owners.
Tokyo Kitty on Race Near Fifth is beta testing the technology along with a bar in New York City.
It was kind of one of those things where it was art imitating life, imitating art again, where when people think of Japan, they always think of kind of this futuristic society and kind of all these new innovations. We actually started pioneering this robot technology with a company called Bebot that's based out of Pittsburgh.
Trevino says customers order and pay on their phone and the robot delivers the drink.
Anybody talks about robotics, they think, oh no, the robots are coming for our jobs. That is not what this is. This is about ease of service, and it's about ease of how do you make the guest experience even better. So the guests will come in, they're seated in one of our 7 karaoke rooms with a human server, and the human server and the robot kind of work in tandem. So people are able to order their drinks directly from their phone, and then the robot delivers them. Or the human server is there, can start them a tab with their credit card, and they can order drinks directly to the server, and then the server will allow the robot to deliver them as well.
Let's see how well it's working inside one of those small rooms. Relatives have gathered here to celebrate a birthday.
We've done karaoke before, but it's always, you know, like one person up there, but this is like all of us together doing it. It's very fun.
Hattie Rollins introduces me to Debbie McHenry, whose favorite song to sing is Under the Boardwalk.
You get to fulfill a dream of your rock and roll. You know, everyone thinks they're going to be a rock and roll, right, on stage. Well, you're doing it.
They're having so much fun, they don't want to stop to go get a drink.
The robot comes down with a drink. It's like a little tray that comes down.
Debbie Lover loves the idea, and so does her husband, Joe.
I'm really not tech savvy, but you can just put the order in on your phone, and the next thing you know, the little robot comes from the ceiling. You get your drinks, and you can even put your empties on there, and they'll take them back.
This robot doesn't have any arms or legs. All customers see is a tray that lowers the drinks to them. The bartender still makes them and tells the computer where to deliver. Back in one of the karaoke rooms, Bob Weghorst says this is way better than having to chase down a server.
Well, I mean, if you're sitting at the bar, then that's really easy, but otherwise, this is great, yeah.
Owner Jacob Trevino says not everybody needs a robot, but the future could be just ordering and paying on your phone and picking up your drink at the bar. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.